And, you know, in case, I know people, some people, because Ben Norton is kind of all of them, is allowed to sort of pretend he's kind of has some solidarity with the Bolivarian Revolution. I mean, he lies all the time about it, but he's allowed to pretend that he actually approves of it, which Blumenthal and Kolick don't. They pose as simply opponents of the aggression against them, but not as advocates of the revolution or in solidarity with the Chavism. But Norton is allowed to pose as kind of in solidarity with the Chavism. So when I said that he's part of the aggression against all the movements, the communist movements of the world, you know, some people might think, oh, well, but is that really true? He seems to sort of, you know, wears his Che t-shirt or whatever. But actually, he's consistently, you know, bringing a fascist complaint and a fascist opposition against communist movements. Like, for example, like his attack on the Communist Party in Greece and the labor union PAME, which is communist run, was a huge movement that was that, you know, and this is an old communist party with a heroic history and one of the last communist parties in I mean, they had a Euro-communist phase, sort of, but they, you know, they're one of the last really militant communist parties with a big influence in labor, and they were fighting the fascist aggression that Ben Norton and others were part of the Syriza movement, which was a fascist cuckoo, and Molly Crabapple and Lori Penny, as well as Ben Norton and others, took credit for the, you know, and the Jacobin magazine took credit for the its success in destroying Greece and robbing the working class of Greece, and, you know, this massive destruction that they caused. They took credit, you know, when they won initially, and then they went silent about it. But Ben Norton's attacks on the communist resistance to Syriza were astonishing. I mean, they were openly fascist. His big complaint about Syriza is like, is about the Holodomor. And the Holodomor, this is a Ukrainian myth, a Nazi story. During the Second World War, there was this Nazi propaganda story that the Jews conspired with Stalin to starve Ukrainians to death with a famine, the invented famine. It's with a deliberate constructed famine inflicted on Ukraine. It's totally fictitious. It's the story's been totally debunked. Even the Robert Conquest, who was the CIA agent, CIA asset historian who validated it in the Anglophone world, and it originated as Nazi propaganda. He validated it in the Anglophone world. Even he had to take it back. It's a complete fiction, an anti-Semitic fiction that was simply anti-communist and anti-Semitic propaganda. And naturally, the Greek Communist Party, even though there's a lot of anti-Semitism in Greece, I mean, on all levels, in every political, I mean, I live there, I know. But the Greek Communist Party, you know, laughs in the face of this ridiculous story, will have nothing to do with it, wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't. Succumb to demands from people like Ben Norton and others that they validate this story and say that, in fact, the Jews, which Jews, you know, those Jews conspired with Stalin, evil Stalin, to starve the Ukraine and Ukrainians. And they refused these demands, and Ben Norton was like, in hysterics about this. I mean, this was his public denouncement of the Greek Communist Party, was that they wouldn't adopt this anti-Semitic fable as official history that they recognized. And he said, you know, people were saying to him, you know, but that's not even true. And he's like, well, but it's popular. So they should adopt it, whether it's true or not. They should adopt an anti-Semitic myth, like the anti-Semitic myth of Eastern Europe, like this huge Nazi story that's also an anti-communist myth, both anti-Semitic, anti-communist, classic myth about Judeo-Bolshevism. They should adopt that because Ben Norton thinks that would make them more popular in Greece. It's just an outright Nazi position.